In the headlines, man remanded after court appearance for stolen property valued close to $100,000 Barbados dollars. DLP raises alarm over economic diversification bill despite Prime Minister's address last night clarifying the fund's purpose. Salvation Army increasing their efforts this month to help as many families as possible. And former Olympian Roderick Chase passes away. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. ''22-year-old Akil Shaquan Hamblin of Upper Fords Road, Clapham, St. Michael, has been remanded after appearing in the District A Criminal Court today. Hamblin is charged by the Major Crime Unit with two counts of robbery involving Elias Jackman on November 17th and Zaria Archer on November 27th, along with a charge of criminal deception involving Archer on November 28th. Police say the total value of the stolen property is just under 87,000 Barbados dollars. He has been remanded to reappear in court on January 12th. First Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Donville Innes, is raising fresh concerns about the recently laid Economic Diversification and Growth Fund Bill. Innes, a former Minister of International Business, says the legislation is too vague and appears designed to benefit foreign entities while being financed by Barbados's Treasury. He is questioning the lack of clarity and accountability in a bill he says could expose public funds to unnecessary risk.
You don't take $250 million out of the consolidated fund and create another fund for the purpose of financing foreign-owned entities or foreign-based entities to come into Barbados. First off, Prime Minister, all of us want this economy to grow. We all want the economy to diversify. We all want jobs. And above it all, we all know that we have to pay back the loans that have been borrowed in foreign dollars. So we're all at one with this. But that does not mean that we have to blindly support a bill that has been poorly crafted, that is very opaque, and above it all, one that leaves more questions out there than you provided answers for.
In a national address last night, Prime Minister Mia Mottley outlined the importance of the Economic Diversification and Growth Fund, stressing that clear criteria are in place for international companies seeking to qualify under the $225 million program. However, Democratic Labour Party First Vice President Donville Innes has countered that the fund's structure contains what he describes as serious ethical flaws and is calling on government to pause its rollout.
We have an advisory team that includes the governor of the central bank, the director of finance, the head of Invest Barbados, and the head of Export Barbados. Those four departments all relate and report to the Minister of Finance. The heads of those departments, quite frankly, are creatures of the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance. So naturally, that would raise a red flag as to whether this fund can be impartially administered. And this is not an affront to the credibility of these office holders. They're good men and women. But the reality about it is that this bill, as far as I'm concerned, needs to be withdrawn from the order paper, or park one side, and let us, Prime Minister, go back to the table.
First Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Donville Innes, in the lunchtime edition. Acting senior child care officer with responsibility for residential care at the Child Care Board, Sherrianne Weir, is appealing to Barbadians to participate in the board's foster care program as the Christmas season approaches. Speaking exclusively to Starcom Network News, Weir said that the holidays can be a difficult time for children without stable family support and urged Barbadians to consider opening their homes to children in need.
So what we would really like to see during the season and going forward is for more persons to be involved in our foster care program. I'm going to say foster care, and I'm going to push foster care because it is really a home away from home environment. We are asking persons within the society who are in a position to open their hearts and their homes to the children that we have in residential care, who sometimes just need someone to make them feel loved, appreciated, and to be part of a home setting. So I'm really asking persons to sign up, to look at our, go on our website, take a look at what are the requirements to become a foster parent, and to give it some active thought, especially during this year.
Acting Senior Child Care Officer with responsibility for residential care at the Child Care Board, Sherian Weir. Meantime, the Salvation Army is optimistic about the outcome of its annual Christmas fundraising drive. Divisional Business Manager Sherma Evelyn says the traditional Red Kettle Appeal campaign is now in its final phase, with collection points remaining active up to Christmas Eve, while contributions by mail will still be accepted into the new year. She told Starcom Network News that donations so far show strong public support, placing the Salvation Army well on its way toward this year's $850,000 target.
The Kettle Appeal started the 7th of November and it will end the 24th of December. That's for the actual kettles. The mail appeal part of it will go up to the end of January 2026. And the target for this year is $850,000. So far, we have raised $350,000 of that target. And I believe we will raise all of it. I believe so. This is our major fundraiser for the year. We don't have no major fundraisers going through the rest of the year. And this is our where we get most of our income to cover the programs that we do for the year.
Divisional Business Manager at the Salvation Army, Sherma Evelyn. The sporting community in Barbados is mourning the loss of Olympian Roderick Chase. The top cyclist who had been battling illness passed away this morning. Retired journalist Mike King described Chase as a decorated competitor who made a significant mark on local and regional cycling. The chief executive officer of the RJR Gleaner Communications Group, Anthony Smith, has died. Smith passed away yesterday morning after a brief illness. He joined the RJR Gleaner Communications Group in 2022 as Deputy CEO for Print and Digital and was appointed CEO in January 2024. Smith was an engineer by training and previously held senior executive roles in telecommunications in Jamaica and across the Caribbean, including at Cable and Wireless. Mr. Smith was also elevated to the role of CEO of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union founder member in January 2024. CBU President Anthony Green paid tribute. Deputy Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are demanding full transparency over a September 2nd military strike on a suspected drug trafficking boat in the Caribbean. They've urged Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to release the complete, unedited video of the operation to Congress and to the public, warning of serious concerns about the strike's legality and circumstances. Our top stories. 22-year-old Akil Shaquan Hamblin remanded after court appearance for stolen property valued close to $100,000. Former Minister of Business Donville Innes raises alarm over economic diversification bill, despite Prime Minister's address last night clarifying the fund's purpose. Salvation Army increasing their efforts this month to help as many families as possible. And Olympian Roderick Chase passes away. This has been the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.